Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. There's no telling which candidates will be left standing after the 2016 presidential primary season. We do know that there won't be so many, and that by the time Republicans and Democrats convene next July, their respective candidates will have been chosen. It didn't always work that way. Party conventions used to be consequential, with candidates decided there. Backroom deals were made. There was real drama on the convention floor and genuine surprises on stage. Back in 1968, Democrats heading to Chicago were divided. That year, ABC ranked third out of three networks and did the unthinkable. Instead of providing wall-to-wall coverage like CBS and NBC, they hired two political commentators to debate the day's events, the conservative William F. Buckley and the liberal Gore Vidal. Our next guest says that television commentary has gone downhill ever since. Robert Gordon is producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of the new documentary Best of Enemies, which tells the story of the Buckley-Vidal debates, an adapted introduction to his forthcoming book, Buckley versus Vidal, the historic 1968 ABC News debates, appeared in Politico. Robert Gordon, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia. Thanks for having me on and up in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, it's such an interesting story, and this was kind of a wild stab for ABC. What was behind this, as they called it, unconventional convention coverage?
Well, for ABC, they were third out of three networks. They would have been fourth, but there were only three. They were that far behind the other two. And this was really economically driven for them. They needed the income from their primetime shows like The Flying Nun and Batman and those kind of things, Land of the Giants. So they didn't want to go gavel to gavel like had become the journalistic standard. And many news outlets made fun of them for forsaking their journalistic integrity. Part of the way they were going to make up for this lack of in-depth coverage was getting commentators on at night to give commentary on what had happened during the day at the Republican and Democratic national conventions. They approached William Buckley, who was the leading light in reforming the conservative movement at the time, and asked him to participate. And this was going to be the biggest audience he would have had yet on national TV. So he accepted, and they said, "Who do you want to debate?" And he named a number of his liberal friends, probably including Norman Mailer. And they said, "Who do you not want to debate?" And his very interesting reply was, "Well, on principle, I wouldn't debate a communist. And other than that, the only one I can think of is Gore Vidal." And I strongly suspect that ABC's next call was to Gore Vidal.
So they knew they were setting up a fight.
They thought they were going to get some friction. What they didn't realize was that they would get the whole explosion of the culture wars that we live in today, you know, neatly packaged in these two guys going head to head.
And you said Buckley was somewhat motivated anyway by trying to rebrand conservatives. He was trying to distance them from, what did he call them, the kooks and anti-Semites. What was behind it for Vidal? Why did he participate?
Well, Vidal had a policy of never saying no to sex or appearing on television. So that's part of what motivated him. And, you know, he had run for political office on the Kennedy ticket in 1960. He considered himself, you know, potentially presidential material, which was something I came to understand in the making of this film and was really shocking to me to realize. But Vidal was a very progressive thinker and also recognized the opportunity of this national audience. And it's important to keep in mind that in 1968, the audience was not predetermined. In other words, Fox now preaches to the Fox audience. MSNBC preaches to the MSNBC audience. Each preaches to its choir. When we were a nation of only three networks, you could change people's minds. So these guys were seizing the opportunity to help recruit people to their way of thinking.
Well, in 1968, Chicago was also remembered for a very different clash. Mayor Daley, Chicago police and National Guard cracking down very hard on protesters. Even Dan Rather, Mike Wallace, other reporters were roughed up while at the convention. How did that play out in these nightly recaps with Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley?
Well, they did Miami first, and it was actually Miami Beach. Gore, when he gets to Chicago, he called it a sandbar with a drawbridge. So it had been this very distant, controlled place, even though there was a riot in Miami Beach, which we found footage of. You know, at that time, the Democratic Party was the party of war. The Vietnam War was their war. And protesters were descending there to say, you know, get us out of Vietnam. We're not going to fight this war. Johnson was not going to run. It had gotten more than chaos to the point where it was practically civil war. There was actual, you know, legitimate discussion of anticipating a civil war in the U.S. over Vietnam. And that August in 68 in Chicago is probably the nearest we came. And Buckley and Vidal, by the time of Chicago, are really reflecting the tensions in the Chicago street and in the country. They both embody the polarized positions.
We're speaking with Robert Gordon. He is the producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of a new documentary. It's called Best of Enemies, which tells the story of these debates and distinguishes them from the bombastic political debates on television of today. Well, let's hear just a little bit of the penultimate debate between the two. This is where things got heated.
As far as I'm concerned, the only pro or crypto Nazi I can think of is yourself. Failing that, I would only say that we can't have.
Now listen, you
the right of
assembly. Stop calling me a crypto Nazi.
Let's stop calling names.
I'll slap you in your goddamn face, and you'll stay plastered.
Gentlemen, let's go.
Okay, there they go. In their very patrician accents, I might add, calling each other crypto Nazi and queer. Not really civil political discourse, but what was it?
Well, when we were beginning this film, one of the questions we kept asking ourselves was, you know, when did civil discourse become uncivil? And in essence, we knew this film was about these two guys, William F. Buckley Jr. and Gore Vidal. And the research led us to understand that it was also about ABC and about networks and about ratings, because these guys were given 15 minutes uninterrupted each night of the conventions for their contretemps. And it's a much slower burn than we're accustomed to now. And people tuned in because this was a fight that built. You know, ABC was surprised that it was a success. They were trying to steer these guys back onto the subject at hand. But for these two men, the subject was each other. And over time, what has happened is that networks took away the notion of shouting sells. You know, shouting gets ratings. And we live in a world now where commercials are punctuated by 4 minutes of shouting. That's political discourse on TV as we know it. And I think it can be traced to that incident, and the build is forgotten. The build is where the content was, and the content has been forgotten, and all we have is the shouting.
Well, we had two public intellectuals duking it out on television, and your lament is that it is not something that we're likely to see today, despite having hundreds of channels of content. But why not? I mean, there are plenty of pundits debating issues of the moment on television.
Well, I don't know. I tune in and hear talking points from party shills. Sometimes I hear pundits. Sometimes there are a few environments left, but not many. We don't hear it in the public discourse the way we used to on, say, Dick Cavett or even Johnny Carson, in a way. These shows weren't advertisements for the newest release of whatever. And I have a little hope, you know, that with all these channels, some network that's just like all the other networks will be failing and say, wow, we can't attract the audience everyone else is attracting. What audience out there is underserved? And that perhaps someone would say, what if we try to create an environment that recruits what we used to call the public intellectual, someone now in a university or a think tank who is engaging to the public. That's what we forget, the humor of the public intellectual, who's not a party shill. We finished this film in January of this year, and we've had it on the road at film festivals for, you know, 8 or so months. And I can say, based on my encounter with now thousands of people, that Americans are hungry for nuance and are hungry for actual content. You know, networks are afraid to break the mold. That one, I hope, will finally take the chance, and we will be able to see original thought return to television.
Well, Robert Gordon, a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. And I can't wait to see the film.
Thanks for having me on.
Robert Gordon, his producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of the new documentary Best of Enemies, which tells the story of the Buckley-Vidal debates, an adapted introduction to his forthcoming book, Buckley versus Vidal, the historic 1968 ABC News debates, appeared in Politico. You'll find a link to read it for yourself and more on the documentary and the book at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Well, as we just heard from Robert Gordon, ABC's unconventional coverage of the 1968 political conventions turned television debates into a blood sport. The showdown between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley, a pair of public intellectuals who loathed each other, was a huge hit, and the more established networks took notice. CBS added Point Counterpoint to its venerable 60-minute show in the 1970s, pitting liberal author Shayna Alexander against the conservative columnist James Jack Kirkpatrick.
At home, the holly is plastic, the turkey is cardboard. Most American food is disgusting, most American people are overweight. The rest of the world is starving, and nobody gives a damn. If you're not appalled, Jack, I am.
We've both flown many times, Shayna, coast to coast, but we see a different land below. You see the bad aspects of American society. They're there. As a critic, I write about these aspects all the time, and I don't mean to minimize them. But there's so much more.
Both commentators presented prepared, civil remarks, which aired back-to-back. But they didn't engage directly, as Jane Curtin and Dan Aykroyd did in Saturday Night Live's memorable point-counterpoint parody.
Dan, there's an old saying. Behind every successful man, there's a woman. A loving, giving, caring woman. But you wouldn't know about that, Dan, because there's no old saying about what's behind a miserable failure.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
And they were off. The split-screen smackdowns were soon to follow and had their heyday when 24-hour cable news came on the scene. With hours to fill and talk radio grabbing market share, ideological bickering made for inexpensive TV programming and even cheaper thrills. Programs like Crossfire, Hardball, and The O'Reilly Factor turned up the volume, with partisan guests almost guaranteed to rile viewers up with sheer shoutfests.
Liberal Democrats, this is a predictive disaster.
Let me just point out one example.
That's not a version of reality news. Those are facts.
For the Republican Party.
He needs help from Republicans to solve this.
Where's the outrage? Well, it was spreading like wildfire across the dry ground of cable, into ginned-up brawls on Geraldo and Jerry Springer, and the manufactured slap fights on reality TV. Jon Stewart, now former host of The Daily Show, was a vocal critic of cable news theatrics, a point he made in a genuine debate with Crossfire host Tucker Carlson when Stewart was a guest on the show in 2004.
You're doing theater when you should be doing debate, which would be great.
No, it's not honest.
What you do is partisan hackery. And I'll tell you why I know it. You have John Kerry on your show,
and you sniff his throne, and you're accusing us of partisan hackery?
Absolutely.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're on CNN. The show that leads into me is puppets making crank phone calls.
The debate is an essential part of the democratic process, especially in a country deeply divided along political lines. Families and neighbors may avoid touchy subjects and steer clear of conflict in person, but they get to see it all acted out on TV. All that snark and posturing is easy to parrot and has made its way into how many citizens now communicate opinions. All rage and no dialogue. But when insults designed for sound bites, retweets, or going viral are the prevailing model, what gets lost? The issues. As our guest Robert Gordon wrote recently in New York Magazine, TV debates have become a professional wrestling match where success is judged by how angry or excited the audience becomes. Where Buckley and Vidal were a forest fire fueled by acres of old wood, today we surf channels between pieces of flash paper exploding. Big flames, no content. William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal were not polite debaters, but they were brilliant and witty and brought real intellectual rigor to their opinions and were given enough time to hash them out. And yes, that did make them vicious and great fun to watch.